Hey, so what's up? What's up? What's up? What's good? Hope everybody's staying safe out there due to the COVID-19 that's going around. You know what I'm saying? I know they're trying to force schools to be back open. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, you want schools to be open for what? You don't even have an answer or a cure for coronavirus, but you expect people to take a chance on their kids. And I know a lot of people are arguing about the fact that kids aren't getting it that much. But I'm just saying, they can bring it back to their parents, grandparents, and others, that it just can get spread around anyway. I believe that Trump works for Russia. Russia has a plan to take over the United States. We've already found out they've been sending spies to the United States. Our CIA caught them, FBI, CIA, and they found out they were sending messages through pictures. Ain't that something? They were sending pictures, and it was messages coded within the pictures. They found out that Russia, their plans for us was to infiltrate our government, cause controversy between the United States citizens, and that's exactly what's going on. And Trump is no secret. Donald Trump always got Russia in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? He always got Russia in his mouth. So I'm telling y'all, we need to wake up and look at what he's doing. They don't care. They're just constantly focusing on the economy, but are they really focusing on the economy? Or are they trying to say that they're focusing on the economy to get rid of us? Trump don't care about his supporters. He's telling people don't wear masks. For all we know, he has an antidote or something to where he can't get it, because I think we know more about this disease than we letting on. We're trying to blame China and everybody else, but I don't think so. But whatever, I mean, anybody think different, you can just leave a message, let me know, because that's what I feel. That's what I mean. I ain't got no 100% proof, but in a court of law, I bet you if I was petitioning for somebody to get in the store, they got in the store and robbed the store, and you know, and I was the one fighting for them to get in, I'd be a prime suspect. So he's invited them to the White House, the leader of Russia, and he did that unannounced. He made everybody else leave. He told the translators to get rid of everything they talked about. Like, what is that? He constantly wants them in the G7, G8, you know, and I just don't see how it's hard to believe, because the dude has always got Russian name in his mouth, and now they talking about they got bounties on our heads, on our troops' heads, for the United States of America. And I just don't see how Trump supporters can still stay Trump supporters, knowing that he knew about this already before he even invited the Russia president, little Putin, to even come. You know what I'm saying? And so, I don't know. I think that that's crazy. I think that for anybody to say that it's different, you're willingly just wanting to be ignorant about it, because that's the only thing you can say. Like, this dude is in the middle of a pandemic where they have no answers, where they botched the response. They are just constantly putting people's lives at risk. Now, I don't understand, like, how people don't see that. And I don't know why people get mad that people are trying to protect you. That's like if we were in a store, if we was in a gas station right now, and the police and everybody said, hey, we need y'all to stay in here, there's some shooters on the roof killing people, shooting them to their car before they get to their car, then you got people like, you can't keep us in here, that's my car, I got a right. Okay, go on out there then. And they are infecting the rest of us just because they're willingly ignorant. Joe Madison said it best. I mean, willful ignorance is very dangerous. I also want to cover reparations. Everybody done shut up about reparations. Why do we not deserve reparations? Why do black African Americans, black people not deserve reparations? Somebody let me know, please. Because it's been a trickle effect from slavery, and that's why a lot of us are behind the eight ball now. The only way, if you really care about what happened, to make it right, is to repair it. You can't move forward until you repair, and reparations should be in the conversation. If it ain't, I mean, y'all just, some people ain't fighting for it. And even like in the black community, a lot of us are saying, well, I don't want no handouts. It's not a handout. How is it a handout if it was something that you deserve? Nothing you deserve is a handout if you get it. And so we deserve that. That should finally put us somewhere to where we can breathe. I mean, you see how low we get paid. You see what we got to go through. You see that we hardly ever get shots to have big positions. I mean, that is because there's a system designed to hold us down. And everybody knows it. No matter what, you can see it everywhere you look. In any stat, any category, look at any jail, any prison. I mean, look how much a white man has to do to get the same time a black man has. I mean, he's got to do all. You got to be bad. You know what I'm saying? The dude went in the church and shot numerous black people in a church, and he got taken to get something to eat. Not shot. Not shot. And we got unarmed black men that are getting their lives taken with no weapons, pleading for the officer to get off his neck. I mean, that George Floyd, you know, that situation is crazy. What makes it so bad is if he would have even just tried to get up and tried to fight the cop back because he was running out of air, they could have killed him, and everybody would have said, well, he was resisting. The man literally had to just sit there and just let him take his life in order not to get shot, which it probably would have been better to get shot than to just suffocate it with somebody's knee on your neck. I don't understand how, if that don't touch your heart, you ain't got one. And I'm gonna just say it like this. Anybody that calls themselves a Christian and feels nothing when you see that, you need to check your morals and values, because I don't think you're a real Christian. You can't be part of God and watch somebody get wrongfully murdered away from their families. Never again will they see anybody from their family here on earth. And you took that from them. And it sparked a whole conversation of that. I'm glad we finally get to have. Now everybody talking about my boy Kaepernick. It's sad. I don't know. I don't know, like, what do we have to do? I love Trevor Noah, man. I watched that cat faithfully. I love Trevor Noah. He asks all the time, what is the right way for black people to protest? You take a knee innocently to yourself. Everybody wants to say you are against something you constantly tell them you're not against. It was all about police brutality, and everybody made it about the military because that's the type of things that we have to go through. And look how famous he is. This happens to rich and famous people. Everywhere you see on the cameras, you see the same thing. Like, and you, one thing you never see is the black cops innocently murdering white guys. But everybody won't say all lives matter. All lives do matter. All lives do matter. Definitely to God, they do matter. But if you're only saying all lives matter to dispute black lives matter, then you just got to be ignorant, because we're supposed to be on the same side. We're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be on the same side. If you believe what I believe, when you believe all lives matter, when I say black lives matter after seeing a black person get killed, then you should be on the same boat as the other person saying black lives matter. You should say, yes, black lives do matter. I mean, all lives matter. And that means if you see police killing white guys, and you can petition white lives matter. But you don't see that because it's already the only lives that they feel that do matter are white lives. So, I mean, we don't have to reiterate everybody's life when we're seeing only one species get killed. If Muslims or people of the Holocaust, the Jews, if they just start petitioning Jewish lives matter, and we see on TV how they were getting killed in Hitler days, I mean, it would be the same as petitioning for Jews or women rights. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should have rights. So if women started saying women, we want women should have rights, and somebody counters that with everybody should have rights back in the days when women didn't have no rights, then I mean, what sense does that make? I mean, it makes no sense. You really just, you don't understand it. You don't get it. It's because you don't want to get it, because it's not a hard concept. Everybody knows all lives matter. Everybody knows that all lives should matter. Let me put it that way. But not everybody believes black lives matter, which is why people are saying specifically that, because we're tired of seeing black people murdered for no reason. And now they want to talk about how low the number is getting from cops killing black people. That's just sick. That's sick. Every black person does not deserve to get shot or killed, especially if they're not doing anything wrong. Then everybody wants to turn the Black Lives Movement into something else. They want to make it seem like that Black Lives Matter protesters are the problem. Protesting injustice and people getting taken from their families. I mean, y'all got to think about that. How can you not think about that? Everything y'all are mad at Kaepernick for, that he didn't even do. Like, he never said anything about the military. Matter of fact, he asked a military general, what should he do to protest in respect to the military, since they said him just sitting down was disrespectful, and the military vet told him he should just take a knee. And he did that. He even seeked out a way that was respectful and peaceful to stand up for the injustices of African Americans getting murdered. And everybody wants to say that ain't the right time. I mean, that's the perfect time. Why did it draw so much attention? Because it was the right time. It was the right place. He had the platform and he used it. And he got screwed for it. And that just shows you the morals of how the system is. Which is exactly why we deserve reparations, because the system is still designed to keep us down. There's modern day slavery in a lot of this stuff, and it ain't right. It's really sad. And everybody has noticed that. And I thank God above, because I love the white people that stand up for rights, that march with us. Like, we don't really get the whole meaning of that. That's amazing for them to just come out of their comfort zone to risk their necks out just for things they know are not right. I love the people that's doing, they're marching for us all the way in other countries. I love that. And it's coming a time, I believe, that we don't know when the end of the world is coming, but it really feel like the end of the world is coming. It's very near. If kids taken from their parents at the border didn't get you to your heart, can you say you're a Christian? I mean, what if your child got taken from the border? And you can say whatever you want. Everybody wants to say negative things about these people coming over here, talking about they're illegal, but do you know how long they have to wait for their green card? You know how long families have to stay separated from coming to the U.S. to wait for their family to get here? And I want to know what big catastrophe have illegal aliens ever done. Last, name a school shooting that was done by an illegal alien. I mean, name a job that you see them working on, especially in construction, that you don't see them busting their butts on. They're just trying to live and get away from getting murdered and raped and tortured where they're from. If we really want them to stop coming over there, then why don't we send them help to stop people from treating them like this? We don't care. That should be the answer. How do we help them to where they're content in their own country? Because obviously, if some of them are getting raped and drowned trying to swim over here and risking it, they risk a lot, days, maybe weeks to get here just for a shot at freedom. I mean, what they think is freedom. They thought the United States was the place for freedom. And there's so many people missing. There's a lot of little ladies missing. Women have reported sexual assaults by the officers. I mean, that's the stuff you don't hear about, but that's what's going on. It's just some of the craziness that goes on with racism. And I hope y'all know it's like little kids. Y'all don't only really think about it, but it's so childish to wish death or hurt or harm on a person simply because of how they were born. And nobody got to choose what you were born as or what race you were going to be. God chose that. What kind of person are you really to just hate a person because of that? So what, they different than you? And I ain't just talking about white people either. I'm talking about my own people, you know, because we do that too. You know, we were the first people, you know, we were God's chosen, you know. Yeah. I think and I believe that in history. And I do believe that. But I also believe that Jesus came to let us know, if I can wash your feet, y'all ought to wash each other's feet. We should all love each other. Everybody. We should love each other. That's what God wants. He wants us to love God, put Him first, and treat each other like we want to be treated. And the only way to move forward is to repair something that was broken, which is the system. And there's so many people I feel are realizing it more and more now than ever. I feel like the last thing that should be done is reparations. If you give us, we're grateful for anything. How about our acres and a mule, or the equivalent to our acres, the 30 acres and a mule, or 3 acres, what was it, 30 or 3 acres, one of them. We didn't get that when everybody else did. How about just making up for it by something, any little thing that helped, that a benefit to African Americans and their struggle, we would be grateful. And we can move forward, because now if you start doing that, then that takes away the bitterness that's in our mouths, in a lot of our mouths, of this system. If we feel like we can just work towards something, just give us something to put to pay it down for our kids, something that we can put away for our future, and just let us work in peace and walk home in peace and ride in peace. Just let us be sometime. Just give us some relief. That's all we want. That's all I ask. And I just pray to God that this brings about a change of peace that's desperately needed here in America. I have no racist bone in my body. I pray to God I never will, because it's ignorant. But I'm going to let y'all go with that. I'm going to pray to God y'all be safe out there. Try to stay safe. And I know that them trying to force these schools open is probably going to really start a lot of mess, because it's not time when you don't have an answer to the problem that's killing hundreds of 150,000 plus Americans. Well, I pray that y'all be safe out there. Try not to become a statistic. I'm out.